Kosher Nitzer Magid, one of the early and great Hasidic masters, uses the opening pasuk in this week's parsha as a springboard to bring together a number of incredible midrashim, and then, in his own brilliant way, ties together the midrashim, drawing forth an incredibly powerful and inspiring message. The pasuk begins our parsha, Perek Yud Ches, pasuk Aleph, V'yera Elav Hashem Be'elonei Mamrei, V'hu Yoshev Pesach Ha'ohel Kechom Hayam. Hashem appeared to Avram in the plains of Mamre as he was sitting at the doorway, at the opening of his tent, in the height of the heat of the day. The Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah here in our parsha suggests that the phrase that Avram was sitting at the Pesach Ha'ohel, the opening of the tent, is an allusion to the fact that this tent was also an opening in the figurative sense for passers-by to enter into, as it were, the world of Hashem. Says the Medrash that we tell Avraham, Hashem tells Avraham, Petach tov patachta l'ovrim v'shavim. In other words, as the Midrashim say, and the Kajan Sermagid continues to quote other Midrashim, also in Bereishis Rabbah, we know the very famous legend is quoted in Chazal, that Avram would invite these passers-by, the Ovrim Veshavim, the people traveling through the desert, passing his tent, he would invite them in, offer them something to eat, engage them in inspiring and meaningful conversation, and then when they were ready to leave and they wanted to thank him for the food, he would tell them, don't thank me, thank the real Balabais, the one who gave me the food. And that was his opportunity, his springboard, to talk to them about God, to teach them about monotheism, and to makariv him, to bring them close to a belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and ethical monotheism. So this opening of the tent, the Pesach Ohel, was, says the Medrash, an opening in the figurative sense. It was how Avram brought people in, not only to his tent literally, but into the and under the tent of ethical monotheism and a belief in Hashem. He furthermore quotes another Medrash here in Bereishis Rabbah that discusses and debates how old Avraham was at the early part of his life when he decided and when he came upon the belief in ethical monotheism, when he believed in Hashem and rejected the idolatry and the pagan origins of which he was born into in the house of his father. There was one opinion that says Avraham found Hashem at 3, but the Medrash also says that an additional opinion that Avram did not come to the belief in Hashem until he was 48 years old. Nevertheless, the Medrash suggests that that doesn't show a particular weakness or deficiency in Avram, the fact that he made it until, you know, a mature and adult, even middle age, we would say, until he found God. He was an Ovid of Avodah Zarah, an idolater, a pagan until he was 48. Rather, says the Medrash, Chayav Metukan, Lahadrich Kol Olam Betshuva, that in essence, Avraham in his past was metukan. He was perfectly positioned, almost trained and prepared in a unique way in order to be able to bring the whole world to tshuva. In other words, it doesn't say it exactly, but this Medrash is kind of hinting at that Avraham was metukan. He was always trained, primed, I guess is the best word, primed, l'hadrich kol olam b'tshuva. What about Avram made him so primed to bring people to tshuva? So this Medrash does not state so clearly. However, another Medrash, our fourth Medrash of the day, also here still in Bereishis Rabbah, Parshat Lamates, tells us something incredible, that Avraham was worried. He was worried, he was pained, and he was filled with doubt and insecurity that people would point to his early years of Avodah Zarah. Incredible. The type of insecurity that we can imagine a person nowadays, that a Baal Tshuva nowadays might have about his past when he's dealing with people who are from birth, that exact type of insecurity, worry, and fear, says the Medrash, Avram himself had it. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu reassured and comforted him. And the Medrash borrows the Pasuk in Tehillim, in Perek Kuf Yud, Pasuk Gimel, L'cha tal yaldusecha, that for you, your youth is like dew. What does that mean, your youth is like dew? So it seems to be hinting at, as the Medrash continues, that Hashem is telling Avram, don't worry about your youth, your yaldusecha, your early years of Avodah Zarah. Just like the dew disappears and dissipates, so too the mistakes of your youth disappeared and dissipated when you did tshuva. However, the Medrash then continues and says, just like dew is a siman bracha to the world, it helps crops grow, so too you will be a siman bracha. What about Avram was a siman bracha? just like we saw in the previous medrash. What about Avram was mitukan lahadrich kol olam b'tshuva? So these, there's tantalizing hints in the medrash, but nothing explicit. And we are now ready for the incredible and beautiful and inspiring and brilliant chiddush of the Kushan Sir Magid in his Sefer Avodas Yisrael here in our parsha. Says the Kushan Sir Magid, Avraham came close to God. He believed in God. He did tshuva, not because he was scared of anything, but rather obviously out of sincerity, idealism, out of love. And as we know, the Gemara tells us, someone who does tshuva out of love, nasis lo keschuyos, his past averos become merits. They become the source of reward. What does that mean? Many people ask, many people wonder, how could my previous past, my sins of the past, become a mitzvah retroactively? It's one thing to say I'm not going to get punished because I did tshuva, but my previous sins and mistakes became zechuyos. What does that mean? So says the Kushan Sir Magid, it doesn't mean something metaphysically like hocus-pocus magic. What it means is that there was a benefit to Avram's past, what helped him be better in the future. Because the people Avram spoke to knew his story, he would share his life story. He understood. He didn't hide his previous pagan and Avodah Zarah past. This itself inspired the people and realized and gave them the belief that, you know what, if Avram could do it, so could we. Avram was born an idolater, so am I. But if he came to the belief in monotheism, so can I. His past gave people strength. It gave them comfort and inspired them. Those very years of previous sin are the reasons for his success now. The past sin are the tal, they are the do, they are the source of growth that he currently has, his current success. He could relate to them, and they could relate to him. Avram was so successful at bringing people closer to Hashem, not despite his past, but because of his past. And therefore, he shared his experiences with others, and that gave them the comfort and the strength to grow. Getting back to the opening of our parsha, this says the Kushan Sir Magid is what it means when it says Avram's tent was an opening for the Ovrim Veshavim, which usually is translated as the passers-by. But he says, why the Ovrim Veshavim? Mitchila Ovru Ritzono Veshavim Achar Kach Lios Osei Ritzono. They used to be violators, but now they are Baalei Tshuva, they are returnees. This is an incredible insight into the power of Avram and the ability to use our past for a successful future.